기쁜 저 인간인지 저 쉣바다 파는다니
Sit by the fire, darling.
Paddy on the railway picking up stones. Along came the engine and broke Paddy's nose. Oh, said Paddy, that's not fair. Oh, said the engine, I don't care.
In 1841, the corduroy breeches I put on, the corduroy breeches I put on, to work upon the railway, the railway. I'm weary of from Hartlepool. I found myself a gentleman too, working on the railway. I was wearing corduroy breeches, digging ditches, pulling switches, pushing engines. I was working on the railway. I took 143 up from the ship and across the sea. Went to work for a company in an 18-story railway. I was wearing corduroy breeches, digging ditches, pulling switches, pushing engines. I was working on the railway. In 1844, I landed on the Liverpool shore. My belly was empty, my hands were raw, with working on the railway, the railway. I'm sick to my guts of the railway. Thinking of going to heaven. The old bugger was thinking of going to heaven to work upon the railway, the railway. I'm sick to my death of the railway. Poor Paddy works on the railway. Swearing, curling, punching, digging, ditching, pulling, switching, punching, punching, tying. What's working on the railway?
Well, hello and welcome to the Fire Drawn Air bonus episode. The song we're going to be looking at today is Poor Paddy Works on the Railway. And the track you just heard was The Pogues with their 1984 version that appeared on the album Red Roses For Me. I recently got in touch with Spider Stacey to ask him about where the Pogues got this version of the song, and he said as far as he remembered their version came from the Dubliners. He said that poor Paddy has a very special place in the Pogue story. One afternoon back in 1981, Shane and I were found at our friend Cat Cinnamon's house, and he was fooling around on our guitar, as you do, and started doing Poor Paddy in the manner of the Sex Pistols. Nothing was ever the same again. And judging by the amount of versions that are out there that seem to stem back to the Pogues version, I would agree with Spider. Thanks a million for that. But I will get back to the Pogues, going back to the Dubliners and going back even further than that to find out where this version comes from. But first, a little bit of background on the song. So Paddy Works on the Railway is Rowd Ballad number 208. And if you look up the song there, you'll find that it has a mere 58 entries, which is probably the smallest number for any song that we've looked at on the show before. Now, what makes this song really interesting to me? Well, one of the things that makes it interesting to me is that you can easily find it referred to as either a work song, a shanty, or a music hall song. There is some disagreement over which came first, but upon weighing up all the evidence, I think I have to say it's the music hall origin story that holds more water for me. And this should come as no surprise, because last month I mentioned that shanties often stemmed from popular contemporary music of the day, and music hall songs were definitely one area which the shanties drew from, and this is the perfect example, really. But despite this music hall origin story, some of the earliest dates that we have for the song refer to it in a seafaring context. For example, Edward Keble Chatterton, in a 1923 book called The Mercantile Marine, quotes a Liverpool ship owner called Sir William B. Forwood, and the quote goes, "On the morning of the 20th of November, 1857, I embarked by a tender from the Liverpool pierhead. It was nearly the top of high water. The crew were mustered on the forecastle under the first mate, Mr. Taylor. An order comes from the quarter deck. Heave up the anchor and get away. Aye, aye, sir. Now then, my boys, man the windlass, shouts the mate, and to a merry chanty." In 1847, Paddy Murphy went to heaven to work upon the railway, the railway, the railway. Oh, poor Paddy works on the railway. So a very, very clear reference to the song in question there from the 20th of November, 1857. It's around the same time as this that there are articles in British newspapers showing that a song called Paddy on the Railway was also being sung by amateur and professional singers, including the famous Christie's Minstrels. The earliest of these articles that I have come across is from 1858, and it consists of some notes written at a court date overseeing the prosecution of an unlicensed music hall. Now, according to some sources, the song was actually written and published by the so-called Irish stage singer J.B. Gagan, or Joseph Brian Gagan, in 1854. Now, Gagan was born in Salford. He had one Irish parent, I think it was his mother. But he turned out to be a very prolific songwriter and figure in the music hall scene at the time. I have talked to him before in the context of the song Johnny I Hardly Knew You, which he published in 1867. But he is also credited with writing Paddy Works on the Railway. Now, there is another sea shanty called The Shaver, which has the same tune and structure as Paddy Works on the Railway, and it has been opined by some that this shanty could have been the model for the music hall song that J.B. Gagan wrote.
When I was a little hairless boy, I went to sea in Stormy's employ, shipped away as a cabin boy, when I was just a shaver, a shaver. Oh, I was fed up with the sea, oh, when I was just a shaver. They whacked me up and they whacked me down, the matey cracked me on the...
But this, I don't want to present it in this kind of way, because there is some disagreement as to its authenticity. Some people think that The Shaver was not written till much later on and based on Paddy Works on the Railway. So I'm going to leave that argument aside for now. It does seem funny to me though that the song was published in 1854 but was already being sung as a shanty. Like, so in other words, it had entered the shantying tradition like already by 1857. That seems to me to be a very small space of time. Like, I can think of a number of reasons why that might be the case. Maybe J.B. Gagan was singing the song on stage before he published it. Maybe it was just such a hit that it became really popular in a short amount of time. I don't know, but it's a really interesting story. So when I first heard the story of the sea shanty called The Shaver, I was like, oh yeah, that's the reason why it was already kind of a current tune shape and a tune type, and the new words were merely grafted onto this. But then I looked more into it and found that the Shaver perhaps wasn't an authentic shanty and maybe wasn't extant at this time. So I don't know, it's quite a complex one. Now, there is one other printed version that I have to mention, even though it's a different song, but it's called Paddy on the Railway, and it's a broadside ballad that was published around, in and around the same time, maybe a bit later, like definitely from the 1860s onwards. And this song begins with the line, "A paddy once in Greenock town, for Glasgow city he was bound." And it definitely fits into the same tune shape. You can sing this to the tune of Paddy Works on the Railway. So the chorus is, "Engine boiler watertight, driving in with all his might, upon my soul it was a sight to see the Greenock Railway." So obviously you can go, "Engine boiler watertight, driving in with all his might, upon my soul it was a sight to see the Greenock Railway." But apart from the fact that the structure fits in with our tune, and the mention of Paddy working on the railway, there's no other resemblance in the broadside, in the words to the broadside and the song that we're looking at. But to talk about recorded versions of the song, so they generally fall into two main versions. There's the one which I just sang there and which we heard from the Pogues, which is a major tune, it's in a major key, and the one that's commonly heard on this side of the Atlantic. But over in the States, it's sung to a tune that's in a minor key, and which also resembles the song "When Johnny Comes Marching Home, Johnny Fill Up the Bowl, Johnny I Hardly Knew You," which is another interesting, intriguing little link to J.B. Gagan again. But there are versions of "Johnny Fill Up the Bowl" that were current around the American Civil War and which begin in 1861, this cruel war, it was begun. So you can really see the inspiration for Paddy Works on the Railway. I would say it definitely stemmed from England, but then for whatever reason took on this new minor tune when it came to America. The American version also adds in a refrain which goes like "Fill me yuri irie," but the thing is that there is apparently is no earlier source for the coupling of this song and the minor tune before John and Alan Lomax's very influential book American Ballads and Folk Songs, which was published in 1934, and it was here that they published the song and entitled it Paddy Works on the Erie. So a lot of kind of threads to unravel and parse in this one. If the tune "Johnny I Hardly Knew You, When Johnny Comes Marching Home, Johnny Fill Up the Bowl" was not connected to this song before the Lomaxes published their book, we do know that the words were already known because they were published in a book called Popular College Songs, a collection of the latest songs as sung at Harvard and other colleges, together with the best of the old favourites. And this was published by Lockwood Honoré in 1891. And there was also an undated broadside called Mick Upon the Railroad. So the song definitely got around before the Lomaxes published it. But as to the tune that the song was sung to, I mean, it could have been the same tune. It's just that we don't have actual proof for it. So I'll get on to some recordings of the song now. So this is a really interesting one. It stems from the late 20s when an American folklorist called James Madison Carpenter undertook a collecting trip to England, Scotland and Wales. And he met a man called Captain Mark Page, who had experience at sea between 1849 and 1879. And he sang a version of the song for James Madison Carpenter at the Old Mariner's Almshouse at Trafalgar Square in Sunderland. So this is Mark Page, Paddy Works on the Railway, from either 1928 or 1929. Apologies for the quality of the recording. I have like EQ'd it to the best of my ability, but it still sounds pretty crazy. But this is Mark Page, Paddy Works on the Railway.
In 1961, to work upon the railway, the railway. I'm weary on the railway. Oh, Paddy works on the railway. In 1832, when Donald O'Connor could not go, when Donald O'Connor could not go, to work upon the railway, the railway. the railway. Oh, Paddy worked on the railway. In 1843, when Daniel O'Connor put off the sea. When Daniel O'Connor put off the sea, he's weary on the railway, the railway. I'm weary on the railway. Oh, Daniel worked on the railway. In 1844, when Daniel O'Connor could work no more, Daniel O'Connor could work no more, but weary on the railway, the railway. I'm weary on the railway. Oh, Paddy worked on the railway. In 1845, when Daniel O'Connor, he was alive. When Daniel O'Connor, he was alive and worked upon the railway. When Daniel O'Connor got in the fix, when Daniel O'Connor got in the fix by working on the railway, I'm weary on the railway. Oh, Paddy worked on the railway. In 1857, when Daniel O'Connor he knocked down seven.
So we already heard straight from the spider's mouth, woohoo, that the Pogues got their version of the song from the Dubliners, but where did the Dubliners get their version from? They didn't record it until 1967, but Ewan McCall recorded a very, very similar version all the way back in 1951. And it seems that Ewan McCall was certainly the original source for this particular version of the song, whereby it's sung in a major key and also has the tempo changes that we've come to know and love. So McCall apparently combined a faster version, which came from Hellifield in Yorkshire, which is the one that contains the "I was wearing corduroy breeches" chorus, with a slower one that was collected from a man called Albert Gilmore of Birkenhead. In this one, the verses ended, "I'm weary of the railway, poor Paddy works on the railway." And I think it's amazing to see how one man's creative choice, all the way back in the 50s, maybe even before then, could influence a song for so many years, because up to the present day, if you hear someone singing "Paddy works on the railway," it probably sounds something like this one. So the liner notes to this one state that this song, long popular in the United States, was the product of Irish immigrant labourers who moved west with the great railway expansions in the middle of the 19th century. A questionnaire from 1952 circulated in a number of loco sheds in northern England and produced five versions of this song. It was from these that McCall came up with the following. This is Ewan McCall.
In 1841, me corduroy breeches I put on. Me corduroy breeches I put on to work upon the railway. I'm weary of the railway. Poor Paddy works on the railway. In 1842 from Hartlepool I moved a crew and found myself a job to do, a working on the railway. I was wearing corduroy breeches, digging ditches, pulling switches, dodging hitches. I was working on the railway. In 1843 I broke me shovel across my knee and went to work for the company on the Leeds and Selby Railway. I was wearing corduroy breeches, digging ditches, pulling switches, dodging hitches. I was working on the railway. In 1844 I landed on the Liverpool shore. Me belly was empty, me hands were raw with working on the railway, the railway. I'm weary of the railway. Paddy works on the railway. In 1845, when Daniel O'Connell, he was alive, when Daniel O'Connell, he was alive and working on the railway, I was wearing corduroy breeches, digging ditches, pulling switches, dodging hitches, I was working on the railway. In 1846, I changed me trade from carrying bricks. I changed me trade from carrying bricks to working on the railway. I was wearing corduroy breeches, digging ditches, pulling switches, dodging hitches. I was working on the railway. In 1847, poor Paddy was thinking of going to heaven. Poor Paddy was thinking of going to heaven and working on the railway, the railway. I'm weary of the railway. Poor Paddy works on the railway. I was wearing corduroy breeches, digging ditches, pulling ditches, dodging hitches. I was working on the railway.
So one lovely day in early November of 1867, when I was 12, we embarked at Dublin on a small paddle steamer called the Lady Eglinton. The only memory that remains is connected with a ridiculous episode. There was a drunken Irish soldier on board. He was a good-natured creature who made himself most embarrassingly friendly towards all and sundry of the passengers. Eventually, he tried to embrace one of the ladies. For this misdemeanour, which I am persuaded was based on no evil intention, he was trussed and tied down on the hatch, close to the wheel. But the man must have been a philosopher, for his bonds distressed him not at all. For several hours he lifted up his voice in continuous song. His repertoire was extensive and varied. To this day I can clearly recall the words as well as the tune of two of his ditties. One related to the history of a pair of corduroy breeches year by year since the close of the last decade, each year being treated of in a couplet. The first verse ran thus. In 1861, those corduroy breeches were begun. Eventually, in the then current year, 1867, those corduroy breeches went up to heaven. But they must have come down again, for it was prophetically related that in 1868, those corduroy breeches lost their sight. Following this came a lyric having for its theme the pangs of despised love and the faithlessness of the fair. Its refrain ran, "Oh, surely the women is worse than the men, for they go to the devil and come back again." Towards the afternoon, the minstrel sank into slumber. To judge by the expression of his face, his dreams must have been happy ones. And that was an excerpt from William Charles Scully's Reminiscence of a South African Pioneer, which was published in 1913. And staying with the theme of singers from Dublin who were fond of a drink, here's a recording of the song by Dominic Bean, which was made in 1960. Now, I think some of Dominic Bean's recordings are absolutely gas. Like in this one, I love the way he's half putting on an American accent while he's singing, which is, in contrast to some of the later ones I'm going to play, which are American singers putting on an Irish accent. This one makes me laugh though. Just listen to the way he sings the word corduroy. I was like, corduroy. Anyway, this one is from the album The Irish Rover. It was recorded in 1960, and this is Dominic Bean with Paddy Works on the Railway.
When you've shifted enough muck to make Mount Everest look like a kid's sandcastle, your back aches and you long for a job with a nice big brush to lean on.
In 1841, me corduroy breeches I put on. Me corduroy breeches I put on to work upon the railway, the railway. I'm weary of the railway. Poor Paddy works on the railway. In 1842, from Hartlepool I moved to Crewe and found myself a job to do, a working on the railway. I was wearing corduroy breeches, digging ditches, dodging hitches, pulling switches. I was working on the railway. In 1843, I broke me shovel across me knee. and went to work for the company on the Leeds and Selby Railway, the railway. I'm weary of the railway. Poor Paddy works on the railway. In 1844, I landed on the Liverpool shore. Me belly was empty, my hands were sore from working on the railway. I was wearing corduroy breeches, digging ditches, dodging hitches, pulling switches. I was working on the railway. In 1845, when Daniel O'Connell, he was alive. When Daniel O'Connell, he was alive and working on the railway, the railway. I'm weary of the railway. Oh, Paddy works on the railway. In 1847, when Paddy was thinking of going to heaven, when Paddy was thinking of going to heaven and working on the railway, I was wearing corduroy breeches, digging ditches, dodging hitches, pulling switches. I was working on the railway.
Now, the next version of the song I'm going to play was recorded in 1980. The singer was Louisa Jo Killen, then known as Louie Killen, and the album was called Gallant Lads Are We. The notes state that this one is different perhaps from the better known US ballad, which actually has its own route number, 13611, way down the line there. It tells how the Irish labourers built the railways and transformed British economic and social history with muscle and shuffle. This is Louisa Jo Killen with Paddy Works on the Railway.
In 1841, me corduroy breeches I put on. Me corduroy breeches I put on to work upon the railway, the railway. Oh, I'm weary of the railway. Poor Paddy works on the railway. In 1842, from Hartlepool I moved to Crewe, and I got myself a job to do. I was working on the railway. I was wearing corduroy breeches, digging ditches, pulling the switches, dodging the hitches. I was working on the railway. And in 1843, I broke me shovel across me knee, and I went to work for the company of the Leeds and Selby Railway. I was wearing corduroy breeches, digging ditches, pulling the switches, dodging the hitches. I was working on the railway. In 1844, I landed on the Liverpool shore. Me belly was empty, me hands was raw with working on the railway, the railway. Oh, I'm weary of the railway. Poor Paddy works on the railway. In 1845, when Dan O'Connell, he was alive. When Dan O'Connell, he was alive and working on the railway. He was wearing corduroy breeches, digging ditches, pulling the switches, dodging the hitches. He was working on the railway. In 1846, I changed me trade from carrying bricks. I changed me trade from carrying bricks to working on the railway. I was wearing corduroy breeches, digging ditches, pulling the switches, dodging the hitches. I was working on the railway. In 1847, poor Paddy was thinking of going to heaven. Poor Paddy was thinking of going to heaven to work upon the railway, the railway. I'm weary of the railway. Poor Paddy works on the railway.
And now, to segue into the American version of the tune, I'm going to play a version from the Wolfhones, and this is from the album Across the Broad Atlantic in 1976.
In 1841, me corduroy breeches I put on, me corduroy breeches I put on to work upon the railway. Tirami-ori-ori-ay, tirami-ori-ori-ay, tirami-ori-ori-ay to work upon the railway.
In 1842 I left the old world for the new, but said to the luck that brought me through to work upon the railway.
Tirami orly orly ay, tirami orly orly ay, tirami orly orly ay, to work upon the railway.
In 1843 we hit Chicago on a spree. The devil got a hold of me while working on the railway.
Tell me orly orly ay, tell me orly orly ay, tell me orly orly ay, to work upon the railway.
In 1844 while standing on the Great Lake shore, we laid a track and saw no more for working on the railway.
Tell me orly orly ay, tell me orly orly ay, tell me orly orly ay, to work upon the railway.
In 1845 when Daniel O'Connell was alive, in Kansas City we arrived to work upon the railway.
Tell me orly orly ay, tell me orly orly ay, tell me orly orly ay, to work upon the railway.
In 1846, at the pain of me ass from carrying bricks, with your hammers and nails and shovels and picks, a-working on the railway.
Tell me orly orly ay, tell me orly orly ay, tell me orly orly ay, to work upon the railway.
It's Paddy do this and Paddy do that, without a stock and our cravat, and nothing but an extra hat while working on the railway.
Tell me orly orly ay, tell me orly orly ay, tell me orly orly ay, to work upon the railway.
In 1848, me hands did blister, me belly did ache. We heard of gold and made a stake from working on the railway.
Tell me orly orly ay, tell me orly orly ay, tell me orly orly ay, to work upon the railway.
In 1849, the California hills looked fine. We found some gold and left behind the workings of the railway.
Tell me orly orly ay, tell me orly orly ay, tell me orly orly ay, to work upon the railway.
While I was researching this song, I came across a very interesting little nugget of information, and that was in 1813, American railroads only covered 23 miles of road. In 1840, 2,808 miles. In 1850, 9,021 miles. And then by 1860, 30,626 miles. So a lot of work going on there for a lot of people to be singing a lot of songs, and it's hardly surprising that this was one of them, particularly when in 1850 one out of every 23 people in the United States of America was Irish born. This next little snippet is from a man called Michael Cassius Dean. He sounds pretty Irish to me. This was recorded in 1924.
In 1864 I landed on Columbia shore. Bad luck to the ships that brought me o'er to work upon the railroad.
Now, besides the Michael Cassius Dean little snippet, the first really recorded version is the following. A group called the American Ballad Singers. And this was on an album called Two Centuries of American Folk Songs, released in 1941. And thus begins a rather strange obsession with putting on this really fucking weird Irish accent that I'm quite skeptical as to whether it actually ever existed apart from on the stage in America. But you'll get to hear it here. This is the American Ballad Singers.
I put me corduroy breeches on. I put me corduroy breeches on to work upon the railway.
Fill me uri uri ay, fill me uri uri ay, fill me uri uri ay, to work upon the railway.
Fill me uri uri ay,
to work upon the railway. In 1842 I left the old world for the new. That says to the luck that brought me through to work upon the railway.
Fill me uri uri ay, fill me uri uri ay,
To work upon the railway, to work upon the railway.
When we left Ireland to come here and spend our latter days in cheer, our bosses, they did drink strong beer and we worked on the railway.
And that was Pete Seeger from an album called Pete Seeger in Concert from 1953. Up next I want to play, this is a quite a nice version, like definitely like spruced up.
It's pat to this and pat to that without a stocking or a hat, and nothing but an old cravat while Pat works on the railway.
Fillin' me oorie oorie, fillin' me oorie oorie, fillin' me oorie oorie, to work upon the railway.
Fillin' me oorie oorie,
to work upon the railway. And when Pat lays him down to sleep, the wiry bugs around him creep. The divil a bit can poor Pat sleep while he works upon the railway.
Fillin' me oorie oorie, fillin' me oorie oorie, fillin' me oorie oorie, to work upon the railway. To work upon the railway.
One Monday morning, to our surprise, just half an hour before sunrise, the dirty devil went to the skies and Pat worked on the railway.
Fillin' me oorie oorie, fillin' me oorie oorie, fillin' me oorie oorie, to work upon the railway.
In 1841, I put my corduroy breeches on, putting my corduroy breeches on to work upon the railway. Fillin' me oorie oorie, fillin' me oorie oorie, fillin' me oorie oorie to work upon the railway. In 1842, I left the old world for the new, bad cess to the luck that brought me through to work upon the railway. Fillin' me oorie oorie, fillin' me oorie oorie, fillin' me oorie oorie to work upon the railway. In 1843, 'twas then I met sweet Biddy McGee, an elegant wife she's been to me while working on the railway. Fillin' me oorie oorie, fillin' me oorie oorie, fillin' me oorie oorie to work upon the railway. In 1845, I thought myself more dead than alive, I thought myself more dead than alive while working on the railway. Fillin' me oorie oorie, fillin' me oorie oorie, fillin' me oorie oorie to work upon the railway. It's Pat do this, Pat do that, without a stocking or cravat, nothing but an old straw hat while Pat works on the railway. Fillin' me oorie oorie, fillin' me oorie oorie, fillin' me oorie oorie to work upon the railway. In 1847, sweet Biddy McGee, she went to heaven. If she left one kid, she left 11 to work upon the railway. Fillin' me oorie oorie, fillin' me oorie oorie, fillin' me oorie oorie to work upon the railway.
And that was Pete Seeger from an album called Pete Seeger in Concert from 1953. Thanks a million, Pete Seeger, for not putting on a cod Irish accent. Up next, I want to play a version from 1960. Now, I really like this one. I can't tell. Maybe they're like slightly putting on an Irish accent, but I'll forgive them because it's only slightly. And I don't know, the harmonies and the kind of arrangement of this one, they're just so sweet. This is The Highwaymen. Pat works on the railway.
I put my corduroy breeches on, I put my corduroy breeches on to work upon the railway. Fillin' me oorie oorie, fillin' me oorie oorie, fillin' me oorie oorie to work upon the railway.
In 1800 1842, I left the old world for the new. Bad sister, the luck that brought me through to work upon the railway.
Fill-a-me-ory-ory-ay, 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 to work upon the railway.
In 1843, 'twas then I met sweet Biddy McGee, an elegant wife she made for me while working on the railway.
Fill-a-me-ory-ory-ay, fill-a-me-ory-ory-ay,
in 1846, they pelted me with stones and bricks. I was in an awful fix from working on the railway.
Fill-a-me-ory-ory-ay, 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 to work upon the railway.
In 1847, sweet Biddy McGee, she went to heaven. She left one child, she left 11, to work upon the railway.
Fill-a-me-ory-ory-ay, 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 to work upon the railway. In 1848, I learned to drink my whiskey straight, an elegant drink that can't be baked for working on the railway.
Fill-a-me-ory-ory-ay, 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 to work upon the railway.
Fill-a-me-ory-ory-ay, fill-a-me-ory-ory-ay, fill-a-me-fill-a-me-ory-ay, to work upon the railway.
In 1841, they put me corduroy breeches on, they put me corduroy breeches on to work upon the railway. Fill-a-me-ooty-irie-ay, 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 to work upon the railway. Now in 1842, I left the old world for the new. Bad cess of the luck that brought me through to work upon the railway. Fill-a-me-ooty-irie-ay, 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 to work upon the railway. Well, it's pat do this and pat do that, without a stocking or cravat, and nothing for an old straw hat while working on the railway. A fill-a-me-ooty-irie, a fill-a-me-ooty-irie, a fill-a-me-ooty-irie, to work upon the railway. Now in 1843, 'twas then I met sweet Biddy McGee. Oh, an elegant wife she's been to me while working on the railway. A fill-a-me-ooty-irie, a fill-a-me-ooty-irie, a fill-a-me-ooty-irie, while working on the railway. Now in 1847, sweet Biddy McGee, she went to heaven. If she left one child, she left 11 to work upon the railway. Fill-a-me-ooty-irie, fill-a-me-ooty-irie. Well, it's fill-a-me-ooty-irie to work upon the railway. Now in 1848, I learned to drink me whiskey straight. It's an elegant drink that can't be bait for working on the railway. A fill-a-me-ooty-irie, a fill-a-me-ooty-irie, fill-a-me-ooty-irie, to work upon the railway. A fill-a-me-ooty-irie, a fill-a-me-ooty-irie, a fill-a-me-ooty-irie, to work upon the railway.
And that was Cisco Houston from the album Cisco Houston Sings American Folk Songs, back in 1958. Now, I think one of the interesting things about a song like this, I mentioned earlier how one of the versions was called Pat Works on the Erie, but really it could be changed to fit anywhere, and that's what we hear in the next version. This was recorded for an album called Folk Songs of the Catskills. It came out on Folkway Records in 1963, and the singer is Barbara Moncur. The name of this one is The Bluestone Quarries.
In 1841, they put their long red flannels on. The Irishmen put their flannels on to work in the Bluestone Quarry. Tillery-irie-orie-ay, 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 to work in the Bluestone Quarry. They left old Ireland far behind to search for work of another kind. The job was hard, but they didn't mind to work in the Bluestone Quarry. They they brought their jigs and songs a cheer, wild ghost stories of liking for beer, and the finest brogue a man could hear while working in the quarry. Tillery-irie-orie, 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 while working in the quarry. On the company houses that they lived in, the siding was so terrible thin, all over the place the wind got in when it howled around the quarry. And when they lay them down to sleep, the wiry bugs about did creep, and the rattlesnakes did slither and peep beneath the curb in the quarry. Tillery-irie-orie, 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 beneath the curb in the quarry. The Irishman would sometimes moan, sure the devil himself is in that bluestone, for they'd often be nursing a broken bone they got while working the quarry. 'Twas Mike do this and Tim do that, with never a thought for poor old Pat, and him with nothing but an old felt hat to keep out the spots of the quarry. Tillery-irie-orie, 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 to keep out the spots of the quarry. Tim Murphy and his strikers true were drilling a hole in the stone so blue, they went for lunch when the whistle blew and left the drill in the quarry. When they returned at 12:45, the drill was nowhere under the sun, but deep in the hole where they'd begun, a blast was shaking the quarry. When they peered in the hole, it gave them a chill, for there was the devil a-working the drill. If you listen real hard, you can hear him there still, a-working the bluestone quarry. Tillery-irie-orie, 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 a-working the bluestone quarry.
I want to play a version now from quite an interesting album I came across. The album is called Sea Shanties and Forecastle Songs at Mystic Seaport. It came out on Folkways Records again in 1978. And so the blurb on the album states, "This album features classic sea shanties from the 19th century, sung in the traditional manner, accompanied on historic 19th century instruments and recorded aboard historic sailing ships at the Mystic Seaport Maritime Museum, which appears to be located in Connecticut." Now, the notes in the extensive booklet to this album state for this track, "Devastating potato famines in the 1830s and 40s in Ireland, combined with the perpetual political upheaval and tragic poverty in that fair land, precipitate several waves of large-scale emigration to the factories and mills of England, to the waterfront of Liverpool, and especially to the burgeoning America. Paddy songs were universal in the English-speaking seafaring trades. Not only had many Irishmen become sailors on British, American, Canadian, Australian and other ships, but some became notorious boarding house masters and land sharks, preying upon hapless seamen in Liverpool and on both coasts of North America. Paddy on the railway, a shanty used in pumping out the bilges and in weighing anchor, was not only popular on shipboard, but also along the canals and railways of America, which were built by Irish labour. The song may be lengthened year by year as the shantyman improvises words for as long as the job may take, which might be several hours. The thumping in the background of this recording is the brake windlass, which was the anchor weighing and cargo apparatus of the Charles W. Morgan, which the crew is working as they sing. So this is Stuart M. Frank and crew with Paddy on the Railway.
1841, I put my corduroy breeches on. 'Twas then my time was nearly done.
A working on the railway. Fill-a-me-yorie-yorie-ay. 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 A working on the railway.
1842, my corduroy breeches then were new. I did not know what I should do.
A working on the railway. Fill-a-me-yorie-yorie-ay. Fill-a-me-yorie-yorie-ay. Working on the railway.
1843, I started away across the sea. I sailed away to America.
A working on the railway.
'44, I landed on Columbia shore. I had a pickaxe and nothing more.
A working on the railway. Fiddle me ori ori ay. Fiddle me ori ori ay. Fiddle me ori ori ay. Working on the railway.
45, when Dan O'Connell was still alive. I worked upon the railway, I've
a working on the railway.
In 46, I found myself in a hell of a fix. I changed my job to toting bricks.
I'm working on the railway. Telling me, ori, ori, ay. Telling me, ori, ori, ay. Telling me, ori, ori, ay. I'm working on the railway.
Now, one variant of the song, which is quite different but definitely related, is Pat Do This and Pat Do That, which is a line that even appears in versions of Paddy on the Railway. But this was recorded by Sam Amidon back in 2014, and it appears on his album Lilio. This is Pat Do This, Pat Do That.
Without our shoes, without our hat, nothing in the world but an old straw hat. Work on the railroad. Hook sugaroo, shook sugaroo. Sugar in the cream, shoddy do. Just on the railroad, far, far roo. Johnny comes picking on the banjo. I didn't know what I should do. Sailed across the ocean blue. Work on the railroad. Hook sugaroo, shook sugaroo. Sugar in the green shawty do. Just on the railroad, far, far roo. Johnny comes picking on the banjo. Across the sea, didn't expect to see poor me. Work on the railroad. Hook sugaroo, shook sugaroo. Sugar in the cream, shy, how do you do? Just on the railroad, far, far roo. Johnny comes picking on the banjo. Sugar in the cream, child, how do you do? Just on the railroad, far, far roo. Johnny comes picking on the banjo. Railroad comes, we'll take a ride. Here we go, side by side. Here we go, side by side. Johnny comes picking on the banjo. Hook sugaroo, shook sugaroo. Sugar in the cream, shawty do. Just on the railroad, far, far roo. Johnny comes picking on the banjo.
And that's us coming up to the end of the episode now. Thanks a million, as always, for listening. Shout out to all my Patreons. You're all absolute legends. And I'm really, really very grateful constantly for all of the support that you give to Fire Drawn Air. I love it. I love the fact that Patreon exists. And I love the fact that a number of people contributing a small amount of money every month can allow me to eke out the time to put into researching these songs and presenting my research to all of you and to the people who can't afford to support Patreon. I hope you learned something from that. I was quite surprised about how complex the history of this could get. I think there's definitely a bit more work needs to be done. Maybe I'll come back to it at a later stage, but quite fascinating nonetheless. I'm going to wind up with a version I came across by a group called the Ben Miller Band. I've no idea who they are, but this version is Oh, it's a bit of a mess, to be honest. I just thought it was a hilarious one to end the show on. You'll see what I mean in about 5 seconds. Thanks a million for everything. Thanks a million for listening. I'll be back with a new episode in about a week. And I hope you're all keeping well out there in the big bad world. Until next time, take care of yourselves and good luck.
1, 2, 1, 2. Diddle 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 didd